be excited about this as we celebrate with them. So our first to be baptized is Tammy Meyer. So come on in, Tammy. So, Tammy, have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord?
I have.
Okay. And Tammy, is it your desire to leave the old life behind and to live a new life alive to Jesus and empowered by the Holy Spirit?
It is.
And Tammy, do you renounce the works of Satan and say yes to the works of God in your life?
I do.
Tammy, would you just share a little bit? Of why you want to be baptized and how Jesus has changed your life.
Growing up, my parents, went to church, and that was always important for me when we had kids to bring them up in church. So I wanted to be an example to them that, you know, being baptized is part of it. The steps that you go through, and that I just wanted them to have that same experience of being brought up in the church.
And Tammy, one of the most impactful things you said to me is that you feel like this is the next step that you take in your faith. Would you say that that's true?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. Let's move up just a little bit. Just hold on to mine. Okay. So Tammy, upon confession of your faith in Jesus Christ, and your desire to leave the old life behind and to live a new life alive to Christ, Tammy, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Next, we have Nick Meyer. So, Nick, come on in. All right. So, Nick, have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
Yes.
Okay. And, Nick, is it your desire to leave the old life behind and live a new life alive to Jesus and empowered by the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And Nick, do you renounce the works of Satan and say yes to the works of God in your life?
I do.
Okay. So Nick, can you tell us a little bit about why you want to be baptized and how Jesus has changed your life?
Jesus has changed my life. How he changed my life is basically he changed my anger and stuff like that.
That's good. Good. And so why do you want to be baptized?
Because Jesus is helping me, so I want to symbolize it.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. All right. Thank you, Nick. All right. So let's come up this way just a little bit and grab on. Plug your nose or your eye.
My nose.
You don't have to. All right. So, Nick, upon confession of your faith in Jesus Christ and your desire to leave the old life behind and live a new life alive to Christ and empowered by the Spirit, Nick, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, next is is Linda Myers. So, Linda, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I sure have.
And Linda, is it your desire to leave the old life behind and live a new life, alive to Jesus and empowered by the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And Linda, do you renounce the works of Satan in your life and say yes to the works of God?
Yes.
Okay. Linda, would you share a little bit how Jesus has changed you and why you want to be baptized?
Yes. I'm sorry, just
take your time.
Okay. Well, that's like it's right in my throat. I'm a sinner, always will be here on earth because I was born into sin, just as you were. So I want to tell you where God has been working through my life. My daddy died before I turned 5 years old, so Mama got me a new daddy. Thank you, Mama, for trying. 4 years of my life, 9 through 13, that daddy molested me. But by the glory of God, nothing further happened other than that. You can read between the lines. Attempted suicide at 15 years old. But vodka was so foul, couldn't drink enough. Thank you, Jesus. I was very promiscuous, no STDs. Thank you, merciful God. To divorce my loving and faithful husband, thank you, Lord and Creator, for a remorseful heart. Had two beautiful, healthy babies. Thank you for trusting me to love your children. Postpartum depression, failed attempt again at suicide by narcotics. Thank you for getting my attention. Physical, mental, social abuse, never broken, no internal injuries, praise the Lord. Homosexual lifestyle, never assaulted, been redeemed, thank you, gracious and merciful Lord. Two beautiful adopted babies with mental health issues, thank you, God, for carrying us through the daily struggles. All of these things He has brought to light, God freed me when I repented for them. Jesus freed me from fear, hate, resentment, abandonment, and murder. Murder in my thoughts, because the one that molested me, I wanted dead. And in Jesus' world, Jesus' thoughts, if you think it, you did it. So I have been forgiven for that. Now in Jesus, I am loved, never alone, helped, comforted. Did I say loved? And most of all, I am saved solely by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. There is nothing I can or you can do to save my soul. I can't buy a ticket to heaven. Jesus is that ticket. I urge you with your whole heart, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Repent, and that means to acknowledge that you sinned, you name and claim that sin, then turn to God for His mercy and grace. He's there for you. I love you. How? Because Jesus Christ first loved me. See you in heaven. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm doing this. I don't do it backwards.